The scripture is Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered the Israelites before the sons of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, O sun, stand still in Gibeon, and O moon, and the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, until the nation avenged themselves of their enemies. It is not written in the book of Joshua. And the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not hasten to down for about a whole day. And there was no day the like it before it or after it. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 brain churches in the world, and the local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN and Manmin TV viewers. Tonight, I'm going to explain the fourth prayer title, Unceasing Power. Unceasing Power. To help you understand this message better, let me first give you an allegory. Long ago, when I wanted to catch fish in a brook in my hometown, I used to do it like this. First, one person took a place in the middle of the brook, holding a casting net. The other person stood in the brook at a point some distance from the other and drove fish toward him. We were able to catch many fish this way. This way of catching fish is very similar to the way this church produces much fruit, both in spirit and body, in the flow towards the end time. Now, what kind of fish do we need to catch? They are the world mission, national evangelization, Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary, and the man of whole spirit who will enter New Jerusalem. Of course, there are people among us who have accomplished these things already, of course. It is also true, however, that there is more that we should accomplish, such as North Korea mission and taking a part in the Korean Christian community. In addition, in order to construct the Grand Sanctuary, we should meet with the kings from around the world. All these things are taking place at the same time. Just as many fish swim toward the one spot, they are running toward the one-time point that God the Father has set. Once they reach the point, we will be able to receive the fulfillment of all of the provinces at the same time. By the way, I told you that when catching fish, there was someone who was driving the fish toward a certain point. Likewise, there is a force that pushes the flow of spirit toward the final goal, the time point when God the Father's providences are accomplished. That's the power. In many parts of the world, people are asking us to conduct handkerchief crusades. Since they know I cannot come, they ask us to send many other servants of God to conduct handkerchief crusades. But we don't have many. We don't have a prepared vessel to go to those cities to conduct crusades. But so many cities and people are asking us to conduct a crusade. So since we have this power, so many people around the world asking us to conduct pastors' seminar or handkerchief crusades or all kinds of other events. And they would like to cooperate with the brain churches, or they themselves want to become a brain church. The closer the final goal is, the stronger the power becomes, just as a wisdom gets stronger and stronger. The windstorm gets stronger and stronger. Before I came to this church from my house, there was an old man who was healed of a serious disease. And then he had the examination in the hospital, and the doctor said he was clearly healed. Last week, Dr. Wei Ching-en and his wife, Wang Pingping, their baby was suffering from the same disease. His life was at the doorstep of death. But after receiving my prayer on his picture, he was completely healed. And so the husband and wife came to me and say thank you to me. Even though his father, the father of the boy is a doctor. Since, his father is a doctor, he knew already what kind of disease his baby was suffering from. But after being healed, they came to this church. The power is so great in this church. Father God is almighty. Even though there is something that is impossible to solve, it is happening and it is possible in this church. I appear in a dream of people and I pray for their blessing, and the real blessing comes upon them. When I instruct them to do something, when they obey, they receive blessing all the time. What about the women? It's mission members. What if you are pregnant 5 months and a water came out from your womb? And what would happen to the baby inside your womb? Most of them would die. Without the water, the baby could not survive there. So the doctors in the hospital said the baby would not survive. Yesterday, even though the water came out, the baby survived after receiving my prayer. So I will read this testimony here. I'm going to read the testimony, okay? But who can believe this? Deaconess Hyun-jung, in her 19th week of pregnancy, her waters, the four waters, came out. She took the examination in the hospital, and doctor said there is no four waters in her womb, and it is very dangerous for the fetus in her womb. The waters protect the baby from the outside pressure. And the waters keep the temperature in a certain degree, and it helps the baby inside the womb exercise. But when there was a break, when there was some crack in the womb, the waters break. And at this time, the baby is in great danger to be infected by many germs. So many women know this. Just imagine that you have no waters while you are pregnant. But October, first week of October 2009, she received senior pastor's prayer, and she received prayer again 2 weeks later. She was hospitalized, and nobody could guarantee that she would deliver the baby properly. But until 35th week of her pregnancy, she was completely protected, as well as her baby. And she received a prayer of delivery on January 3rd. And January 6th, she delivered a very healthy girl. The weight was 2 kilograms. But in just 3 days after receiving my prayer, the weight became 2.6 kilograms. The baby, I mean, the doctor said, the doctor recommended her to raise the baby inside the incubator. But after she delivered a very healthy baby, the doctor said, it is amazing, and he has never seen this case before. So she is giving great glory to God the Father, who protected the baby in a situation where she could never be protected. And she also extends her thanks to Senior Pastor. I have seen this kind of cases many times myself. Doctors say, it's impossible. But they're all true. And WCDN is backing up our testimonies. So I'm so thankful for that too. The closer the final goal is, the stronger the power becomes, just as a windstorm gets stronger and stronger. There is a reason why God gave us unceasing power as a prayer title for this year 2010. Again, during this year, God the Father will manifest the power without ceasing that will far exceeding anyone's expectations. This power will become the driving force for us to accomplish the providence of the end time. Tonight, as I explain with what kind of power God's providences will be accomplished, I hope that you will listen closely and can understand it well. And I urge you to pray properly according to the will of God when you pray for the kingdom of God. I pray in the name of the Lord that the unceasing works of God's power may take place in your life, and thus you may receive unceasing blessing this year. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what does it actually mean by unceasing works of God's power? First of all, it means the scope of the power will be much broader and more extensive than before. A whole new level of works of God's power has taken place since the Feast of Blessing that was held in March 20, 2009. And do you remember what it was? It was the comprehensive works of God's power. So I received many testimonies of comprehensive blessings. You use comprehensive to describe things that consist of more than two things, involving, you know, many people or have many uses. As the word implies, with the comprehensive works of God's power, we can draw more than two answers and blessings at the same time. Now, these comprehensive works of God's power will take place all the more strongly beginning this year. In fact, as the end time draws nearer and nearer, we desperately need these comprehensive works of God's power. Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold, as it would be close to the end time. Due to this situation, many kinds of problems will occur in a man's life. For example, one man is swindled by an acquaintance he trusted. He may not only suffer financially, but he may also have to take the legal responsibility. Moreover, his family will suffer along with him, and thus, chances are that the peace in his family may be broken. If his family is a family that is united as one in love, they will encourage each other to overcome the difficulty. In the end time, when love cools down, however, chances are that the peace of a family may be easily broken even due to a small difficulty. If the one who is swindled falls into this kind of situation, he will be deeply injured in his heart, and he may suffer physically as well. Just one swindle may bring these multiple difficulties in a series. Now, if he is healed of his physical suffering by the power of God, he will be much thankful for this one thing. However, through the comprehensive works of God's power, he can not only be healed of his disease, but he can also recover the peace of his family and receive financial blessing back. Just as tangled up ropes are untangled by themselves, many complicated problems are unraveled all at once. Was it last week? A man who was suffering from leukemia, their parents came to me to receive my prayer. They are new believers. And when they heard of a testimony of being healed of leukemia, they came to me to receive my prayer. Now, the father, the father of the baby came again to me. And he said, he went back after receiving my prayer, and he wanted to come to this church once again. And he didn't know the address of this church. So he searched the internet and found the address of this church and came to this church all by himself. So I think he came to this church on January 3rd. And he said he was healed of his chronic and he was healed of his long suffering nastitis, rhinitis, I think. And he was healed of the chronic rhinitis, and he is attending this Friday service right now. Now, what about the baby? His baby was healed, and his father was healed of his disease. So it means he received a comprehensive blessings. The original ratio of the work of God's power between justice and answer was 1:1. But the ratio of the multiple works of God's power is better than 2:1 or 3:1. In addition, the elapsed time to receive comprehensive answers becomes much reduced. Well, you experience it. You know how quickly you can receive answer. So many people receive answer right away. After you receive my prayer, and you receive answer right away after you turn back. A professor from Chuncheon University came to me last Sunday. They come to me on a Sunday all the time and receive my prayer. And yesterday, they came to me with their baby, and they said, the baby is suffering greatly. The fever is so high, and the baby does not eat at all. And they confessed that the peace is broken between the husband and wife, and after that, the baby becomes sick. So I asked them to repent of the breaking peace. And I said, Father God, please forgive them. Please break the wall of a breaking peace. And I started to pray for the baby. But right after that, and I started to pray for other people. And the parents came to me right away. They said, Senior Pastor, my baby is running and jumping and playing, and he ate two bowls of rice right away. And he is very active now. I believe they are attending this service in the city of Chuncheon right now. The works of God's power is taking place right away like this. So it is so much, much quicker than before. Say, if the one in this example prays to receive the answer by himself, he may have to offer hundreds of vowed prayers daily. The one who was swindled, I'm talking about, okay? However, with the comprehensive works of God's power, if he prays from the depths of his heart, even for a week, he can receive answers, resolution, and blessings. So you can see how much quicker to receive answer. You know that. Those people who work for an insurance company, they testify that, they receive a blessing right away after receiving my prayer, and their times are increasing. So great. This kind of comprehensive works of God's power will not cease in this year, but it will be much stronger. And the scope of this comprehensive power will go beyond an individual. It will be expanded to the whole Christian community, the entire country, and the whole world. In fact, however, the scope of this multi-power has been widened and broadened since long before now. The works are being accomplished in the background in many corners of the world. And the result of such behind-the-scenes works will be clearly revealed beginning this year. As you heard from the Flow of Spirit sermon, the whole world is aching seriously due to many problems. This difficult and serious situation will ever get worse. The worldwide economic recession makes people around the world cry. In addition to this, new diseases and their variants will break out. Was it a news yesterday? There was a problem with the flocks. I cannot remember exactly what the name of the disease was. And they said that they are going to kill so many cows and pigs. It is a hoof and mouth disease. How much did the whole world become anxious about the swine flu alone? Even if the swine flu seemed solved thanks to human power, there will become a different variant that is much stronger, resistant to any kind of medicine. So many variants will appear like this. But the problem doesn't end here. The cold of this week was first ever in 103 years. not only in Seoul area, but also in Busan, Gyeongju, and Gwangju, Masan. I mean, almost virtually all the cities of Korea suffer from so much snow. And there was a traffic problem, gas problem, and water problem. And still, so many cities are suffering from the snow piled up. Because, I mean, the snow is everywhere. I lived in this city of Seoul for 53 years. And I've never seen this kind of much snow. Not only snow. What about this coldness? It is so cold. It is so biting cold. Even the whole world, I mean, the weather forecast said, you know, the earth is gradually warmer and warmer. I mean, this country is suffering from great coldness. Even, you know, weather forecast said the snow will become in 5 centimeters high, but it became more than like 20 centimeters. Not only in this country, but also in other countries too. Many countries are suffering from, you know, great snow. And the cities in Europe, States, and China, many cities are suffering from this great snow. Even in a country like India, the temperature went down to 0 in Celsius. And so many people were frozen to death. And so many disasters are taking place in many parts of the world. And these all started from the Christmas last year. And they still continue. And terrors are taking place. Is it Australia? There was a flood in Australia. And there was a flood in Brazil, too. So many places of the earth are suffering from natural disasters. And there are other kinds of, you know, terrors. Natural disasters around the globe due to abnormal climatic changes will drive people to be overcome with fear. And the leaders of nations where such problems are not solved will incur the resentment of their people. Can a president stop any natural disaster or disease? Even knowing this, people still vent their anger, resentment, and grievances towards their leaders. And thus, the leaders of nations are taking great pains over this. Those who have great wealth or authority are not the exception. Diseases don't avoid the rich. Disasters do not avoid those with great authority either. Well, if they have wealth or authority, they may be able to prepare themselves for diseases or disasters better, but they have limitations. Therefore, those with great wealth and authority cannot but tremble in fear when they see the situations of the world. And they realize that the solution to their problems is in the hand of God, not of man. So weather forecaster station said, it is useless. I mean, it is beyond their scope to forecast the weather. Because, you know, they cannot predict the weather. Only God knows what will happen. Because They cannot predict what will happen. They didn't say like that before. They usually complain against their equipment and computers. But I think they are tired of it. They said, only God knows. We have to realize that we cannot predict. They said so. In the States, many cities were suffering from great, you know, snow and flood. Dr. Fishberg asked me to pray for those cities, and I prayed for them. And after the prayer, right after prayer, the snow stopped. I got a letter from Dr. Fishberg, and he was so surprised. He knew how great the power of God is, but it is amazing to experience such great power of God. To see, you know, such, you know, the weather changes like that so quickly. Only God can make impossible possible. And you have witnessed them, right? Such good God is with you and with this church. How great blessing it is. So please live by the word of God. Then you will receive such great blessing from God. By the way, the word about me is being well spread to many corners of the world. I'm already well known to the world by those who had connections with us through the overseas crusades that began from 2000. In addition, the news about the multicultural festival in Israel has been the topic of the conversation for most Jewish people around the world. Two weeks later, a pastor from Israel will visit me. And the Jewish people in China and Hong Kong asked him to visit them. So before he visit them, the pastor is going to visit me and receive my prayer. So in many parts of the world, they are looking for the power of God and the servants of God who can manifest the power of God. They do know not only the news that many sick people were healed of their diseases and the swine flu settled down, but also the news that my prayer brought rain to end the long-lasting drought. I got a news from Israel, and in September, where it should not rain in Israel. I mean, the rain starts in October, actually, in Israel. But the rain, which came in September, was much more than the rain which came in the rainy season. And it was increased 170% when compared to the rain which came in the land of Israel the 2 years ago. In a country where the water is much necessary, right after my prayer, it started to rain in September, and so much rain came. So many people recognize how powerful the power of God is through my prayer. And the many journalists in Israel also know that I prayed for the rain in Israel. So they asked me to pray again, and I prayed for them, and it rained again. A few days later, and this news was spread to many corners of the world. Since Jewish people always pay great attention to their homeland, Israel, they hear such news very quickly. So that's why the Christians in Israel are protected after the festival. The pastors who belong to a Crystal Forum, the leader of the second biggest party of Israel, invited them. And he promised that he would try to solve the problems of the Christians in Knesset. So like this, after the multicultural festival, pastors, Christian pastors are protected. They changed the name from Crystal Forum to something else, which can imply Christianity. So now it's now they have freedom to change their name. By the way, a majority of the wealthy around the world are Jewish. These people have also heard about the power that I manifested, and they will hear it again. Likewise, most of those who possess great wealth and authority in the world already heard about the servant of God who can manifest the power of God. When the time comes, some people among them will be networked with me, and they will ask me for prayer, and I will pray for them upon their request. If they want to receive my direct prayer, I will meet them in person to pray for them. If they want me to pray from the altar, I will do as they wish. They will not be requesting me to pray for them just because they have great faith as you do. Some of them are Christians, but there are others who are not. Some of them might approach me because they trust the man of God, but some others may come to me only because they heard that I could manifest the power of God. However, no matter what kind of heart they may come to me, the fact that they request me to pray meets the condition to receive the work of God's power. In addition, as I manifest the works that they may ask of me, the justice is fulfilled to receive the answers. Then, in the comprehensive works of God's power, they will receive answers even for what they haven't asked. When they come to me to receive my prayer, Father God worked when they came to me by faith. But if they just receive my prayer to see whether the power would be surely manifested, I mean, even if some people come to me to receive my prayer upon the rumor, upon the news that they heard from others, the answer will be given to them. For example, someone comes to me to protect his wealth from the unstable world situation. Thanks to his confidence that his wealth can be protected through the prayer of the man of God, he comes to find peace in his heart. And later, he realized that he has received answers even for what he hasn't asked. He and his children have genetic diseases that they inherited from their ancestors, but they will have been healed of them. The diseases were not serious enough to threaten their lives, but this sort of genetic disease is passed down to future generations of their children, and they are ashamed of the diseases, and most people keep it secret. Moreover, such genetic diseases cannot be healed even if they have great wealth, and thus they have to accept it as their fate. Then how happy will they be when they find themselves healed of such diseases? They could not tell others what kind of diseases they have. Even if, I mean, they cannot solve it, they cannot be healed of it. From the fact that they are healed of their diseases that they didn't even mention, their trust in the man of God grows stronger and stronger. So many people come to me to receive my prayer, and they thank me. Some people open a bookstore, and the bookstore is filled with only my books after receiving answer through my prayer. Why? Because they received answer through my prayer, and they were healed of diseases through my prayer. That's why they became the people who helped this mommy ministry. Pakistan and India and other countries, there are so many people who received grace through me. Many people were healed of their diseases. That's why they broadcast my messages 7 hours a day. And so many broadcasting companies asked me to send my messages to them. Based on this trust, he will convey his experience of these multiple works of God's power to his acquaintances. He will introduce the man of God to those who suffer from problems similar to his. People tend to maintain social relationships with those who possess a similar level of wealth or authority. Therefore, through this one individual, many people who are connected with him can also be connected to me. This way is more effective in spreading the news about the power to those in high social community. By the way, those who are high officials in their nations may ask me to pray not only for their personal matters, but also for their national matters. There are some nations already who ask me to conduct crusades nationwide. And they even ask me to send some servant of God who belongs to this church because they know that I cannot go to their country, but I haven't given them an answer. There are some countries like that already. As I mentioned earlier, it is not sufficient enough to solve just one of many problems that each nation is facing. Once a problem occurs, even before they can resolve it, another problem breaks out. When their economic situation may seem to get better, for example, they see another serious problem breaking out. It is the same with Dubai. Last year, they faced a great problem, right? But the president of UAE helped the city. And so the city of Dubai escaped from the crisis. Now, what would happen? In January 4th, they opened the tallest building of the world, 828 meters. And Samsung Construction constructed it. The name of the building, named after the name of the president of UAE. But Father God said, this is not it. Among conflicts, many problems will occur again. And many banks that have connection to the banks in Dubai will suffer also. So, the problem was temporarily solved. And the stock market fell down greatly after the Dubai crisis. But it's not completely solved, okay? When one problem seemed to be solved, another will break out. Moreover, the world of today is well connected. When a serious situation shows up in one country, it affects many other countries as well. In this country, there are so many people unemployed. If it is right, if what they said is right, like, you know, economic situation has been better in this country, the number of the unemployed should be less. And this government is trying so many things to solve this problem of unemployment. But the number of unemployed is increasing. 400,000 students will graduate from university, from universities, and they're about to be unemployed. The whole situation is so gloomy like this. But this government tries to soothe the heart of these people and tries to show the good figures. But the reality is not so good, and we can feel it. When they finally seem to put the problem of one disease to rest, a more resistant one rears its ugly head. It is the same with natural disasters. The natural disasters continue to be on the rise, and the people are driven into situations where they cannot do anything about it. Therefore, just stopping a natural disaster or driving away a disease alone cannot solve many problems that the nations face. As a pastor, as a prophet, I would like to say only a good thing, saying, you know, things will get better, blessing will come to you, and diseases will disappear. I want to say that like that. I want to say it like that, but I have to prophesy the other way. Natural disasters and diseases, disaster will be more, and those prophecies will be fulfilled this year. So I should deliver, you know, pretty sad and bad news to you all the time. So that's why I feel sorry for. But members of the church, do not worry, right? Even the whole world is suffering from swine flu, you didn't worry. For a whole month, I haven't received any prayer request for swine flu, because you are all protected. But still there are people who are suffering from swine flu. And the government is asking the people of this country to wash their hands after they come back from outside, after they come home. Well, I prayed for the people even when I was in mountain. Some people were healed of swine flu in this church, and since then, not many of them. I mean, there was none who request me to pray for swine flu. So all this should be solved by the comprehensive works of God's power. If the head of a nation asks me to pray out of his love, asks me to pray out of his love for his people and his nation, how can God not work for him? Through the comprehensive works of God's power, his nation and its people will find a way to survive, and they can be protected by God. Those who experience the power of God in this way will help this church greatly to accomplish the providence given to this church. Some will, you know, provide us with significant financial support, and some others will provide us with strong political influence. Many people who are involved in various fields such as law and technology will be connected to us in the providence of God. Dear brothers and sisters, while listening to me so far, do any of you have thoughts like this? All right. Beginning this year, many kings, who are VIPs from the political, social, and financial world, will visit this church. Will they come next month? Or the month after? Senior pastor will go out to overseas countries to have a meeting with heads of many nations. Of course, the meetings with the kings should be arranged, but the time that people expect and the time that God has set can be different. God the Father knows when it is the best time to produce the best and the most fruit. Moreover, God the Father has prearranged all the times when the works should be done by this church. We should correctly figure out these prearranged times and reap the fruit by faith and in obedience. So I am not in a hurry. I just wait with endurance. I learned it So I wait and wait and wait with endurance until the time that Father God has set comes. And I reap fruit one by one. Just one such example might be the participation in the Korean Christian community might have been accomplished before the Israel ministry. However, according to the order that God the Father has set, the Israel ministry was the first priority and the Christian community in Korea was the second. That's because God the Father knows very well when the best environment will be set to produce the best fruit. The leader of the Korean Christian community already asked me to have a lunch together. And there are so many other pastors who asked me to dine out. But I haven't given them an answer yet. So they asked me again when it will be available. So I said, after January, after Lunar New Year's Day, then after the mountain prayer, I may start. So, you know, it should be joy in my heart to start such action. I have so many things to prepare. I have to prepare myself with the Word of God and others. So after Lunar New Year's Day and after the mountain prayer, then I will start to work in Korean Christian community, okay? And 2 weeks later, a mayor of a city in Russia and its attendance and the media company in USA will come to the church to interview me. Therefore, we cannot plan for the time to meet with those wealthy people or those with great authority as we please. We should find the best time to produce the greatest fruit. The time to produce better and greater fruit may be somewhat later than when people may expect. You may think, the answer is slow, or it might be delayed. However, what if you can produce tenfold the fruit by waiting a little longer than you first thought you should? Say, there is a work, and it takes 10 years to produce 10 fruits. However, if you wait 5 more years, you can produce 20 fruits. Don't you think you can eagerly wait for 5 more years? You know what I'm saying? Can you understand me well? Even though you don't produce 10 fruits in the 10th year, if you believe that you will bear 20 fruits in the future, you will be able to wait for longer. Father God is the same. Why, you say, the Lord is not coming after 6,000 years? Now I'd like to ask them whether they are prepared to enter the New Jerusalem. If they have made it to the Holy Spirit already, they will be so joyful to be able to pile up more rewards on this earth. So, you know, because they know they will receive much rewards in heaven when they go in heaven. By the power of God, my ministry was introduced to many countries. Now, Father God would like to wait longer so that more fruits can be produced, so that more souls can be saved. Those who do not know God, those who are dying, those who worship idols, those who believe in other religions, Father God wants them to change their heart and believe in God and the Lord and be saved. So that's why Father God is waiting. Father God is waiting for more souls to be saved. That's why Father God is waiting 1,000 years as if it were a day, so that so many souls can be saved. If you think of the time that you wait, there are 5 more years added. But if you think of the number of the fruit, 5 years are actually averaged. Can you understand me well? To produce 20 fruits, it originally takes 20 years, but it actually takes only 15 years. You should know that it is also possible to shorten the time period thanks to the power. Some of you are waiting to see me walking on the water or calling upon UFOs. What if I did it already? That's it. People might gossip about it, but that's it. That's why Father God is waiting for the best time. When whole world can watch. Currently, my messages are broadcast over 170 countries. But more countries should be able to see me on GCN TV or other broadcasting media. They should be able to watch the power of God. Then that's the time the whole world can see the power of God. That's the time. And people will believe when I am interviewed. And that's the best time, don't you think? God the Father might have allowed me to walk on water or to bring down the UFOs earlier. However, the works of God's power takes place precisely at the best time when the greatest number of fruit can be produced. There will be a time when the most number of people will see the event to acknowledge God the Creator and to believe that the Bible is true. Of course, not all the people around the world will believe in God and accept God. Even when they see the works of God right before their eyes, there will be people who don't believe in God the Creator. But still, there will be a time when the greatest number of people will believe in God, and we should be correctly guided for the time to accomplish it. The ultimate reason for God the Father to give me the power is to save just one more soul. We should give all the people everywhere the opportunity to receive salvation. Giving the opportunity to receive salvation through the unceasing power of God to high-ranked officials, to those with great wealth, to those who study, or even to those who believe in other religions or shamanists. This is the will of God. In the year when I started this church, in 1982 or 1983, God said, when it's end time, even Buddhists or shamanists will come to your church to be saved. Even such people will come to your church to receive salvation. Now, Father God said it once again recently. It means the time is coming. In such love of God the Father, the scope of God's power is getting wider and broader, and all things are accomplished in the precise order that God has said. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I said the scope of God's power is getting broader and more extensive to save more souls. Secondly, at the same time, this scope of power will become deeper and deeper. Last Christmas, it didn't snow, right? And the weather was good. And what about the New Year's Day? After the New Year's Day, after the first Sunday, it started to snow. Father God always gives us to work around in order for these members, for the members of this church to be able to come to church okay. It didn't snow on New Year's Day or on Sunday. But right after the Sunday service, it started to snow. If it had snowed on Sunday, so many of you would have had experienced great difficulties to come to this church, right? So Father God worked again so that you could come to this church on Friday, for this Friday service. Through this work of deepening the scope of God's power, more souls will go to better dwelling places in heaven. In other words, it will help people accomplish sincere hearts and perfect faith so that they can reach New Jerusalem. What does it mean by saying the scope of God's power will be deeper? It means when people see the same works of God's power, what they feel in their hearts will be different. When the power is manifested in this fleshly world, the works should be covered by the spiritual space. This way, the things that are impossible in this fleshly world can become possible. Okay? I'll say again. When the power is manifested in this fleshly world, the works should be covered by the spiritual space. This way, the things that are impossible in the fleshly world can become possible. So when these things are covered by spiritual space, these things are possible in the fleshly world. For example, if a cancer is healed by the power of God, the cancer was covered by the spiritual space for the moment. Many of you experienced the spiritual space through the appearance of the dragonflies. You will continue to see, hear, and experience such signs and wonders in the divine healing works, dragonflies, rainbows, and the movement of stars. However, in the power whose scope has been deepened, even when you see the same works, the grace and impression you receive will be different than before. If you were just surprised to see them and or enjoy them, you now come to feel the God's heart contained in the spiritual space where His power is manifested. You will come to understand the intention of God the Father who opens the spiritual space and manifests the power. A pastor from a different church went to the church in Nairobi where Reverend Chan is ministering. The pastor is experiencing many things. The movement of stars. He is from different church, but he wanted to go to Nairobi Mamin Church, where Reverend Myung Ho Chang is ministering. Now he is experiencing great signs and wonders, movement of stars, and appearing and disappearing of clouds, and he is so happy there. What he heard, what he is experiencing it right now. He saw many dragonflies too. In addition, you can feel all the more deeply how the shepherd fulfilled the justice to manifest such power. So he is realizing that even though he is far from Seoul, in the space of the shepherd, he can experience such great power of God. In addition, you can feel all the more deeply how the shepherd fulfilled the justice to manifest such power. And now, you truly come to love God from the depths of your heart and to enjoy practicing the truth. As its result, the space of your heart can become like the spiritual space where the power is manifested. In other words, your heart will change into the heart of pure spirit that has no flesh and darkness at all. To the extent you accomplish such a spiritual heart, you can advance to a better place in heaven and you can eventually reach New Jerusalem. Therefore, I hope the mommy members can feel the love of God the Father in your heart when you see, hear, and experience the unceasing power of God. And so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may come into the deeper world of the Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight's scripture describes an account of Joshua and the stopping of the sun and the moon. God showed this work of power at the most proper time that had never taken place before and would never again. Likewise, the unceasing power of God that will be manifested through this church will take place in a pre-ordered manner according to the best time to save the greatest number of souls. And as the time approaches, just as I explained how to catch fish, the results from all such works will be revealed. The world mission, national evangelization, Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary will be able to harvest all this perfect fruit. At the same time, there will be the best fruit that can enter New Jerusalem. It is what God the Father has promised and what He will accomplish. If you just believe and obey, so many of you will come to New Jerusalem. So, second sanctuary and the third sanctuary, the sixth sanctuary, the first and the second nursing rooms, you guys are so happy, even though you cannot come into the main sanctuary. We should all go to New Jerusalem together, right? However, Ezekiel 36 verses 36 and 37 says, I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. Thus says the Lord God. This also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. Therefore, I urge you to put the messages of the four prayer titles in your hearts. Father God said that He prophesied and He will accomplish it. But even if He said so, we should pray until all these are fulfilled. Father God said that He will give you blessing. Then, in order to receive blessing, until you receive the blessing, you have to fervently pray to receive the blessing. Then you can harvest the fruit. Without it, you cannot say, why Father God is not giving me the answer? Therefore, I urge you to put the messages of the four prayer titles in your hearts and continually pray to God to accomplish them. How sweet the taste of the fruit will be when, you know, what you have fervently prayed for comes out as real fruit. May you also come out as the beautiful fruit of the Spirit in the ever deeper scope of God's power. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. The president of prayer center is so full of the Holy Spirit to lead the Daniel prayer meeting. I can feel she is at the same level when we started this church. So many members prayed so fervently in the winter time when I started this church. Even in the water dropped from the ceiling because of the heat generated from the members who fervently prayed. And the heat reached the ceiling and it became drops of water and it came down. We prayed like that so fervently. That's why we experienced great revival. We received answers. If you pray like this, servants of God, how can you not receive blessing? How can you not manifest the power of God? Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and blessing. Let your message become faith and life. Father, Father, please work on these people. In 2000, I just explained the fourth prayer title of year 2010. But please work for them. Father, please work for them. I told them about the unceasing power. I explained them the scope of the power, the scope of God's power will be extended. I explained the comprehensive works of power for personal matters, for the nationwide matters. And I told them that only Father God knows the time and when is the best time to harvest such great fruit. And I told them that the scope of the power of God has been much deeper. It means when they experience the same power, they will feel the love of God the Father all the more deeply. Father, please bless them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now, testimonies have been much different than before. So many people have faith to come to New Jerusalem and to come to Spirit and Holy Spirit. They are so confident to come to Spirit and Holy Spirit. Since they have such faith, they said it is easier to cast off sins. And they said, why was it so difficult to cast off such sins before? They say, nowadays it is so easy to cast off sins and evil. And they say that they are so happy once they cast off their sins. They are so happy and excited. You should experience such level. You should enjoy casting off the world and sin and the darkness. If you are like that, then you can easily cast off sins and come to Spirit and Holy Spirit so quickly. I hope that all of you will reach that level. Now, I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands on these people. Please lay your hands on those people transcending space and time. Father, those who receive this prayer through satellites and internet, through GCN TV and Manmin TV, and those who are in overseas countries, those missionaries and servants of God, so many people, and those who sent their prayer requests along with their pictures. Pastor Myung-ho Chung requested prayer so that the local sanctuary can be constructed well in the area of Lungat Darongai. And he also requests prayer for the MIS class in Ungat Darongai and handkerchief prayer meeting in Kinshasa. Pastor Gato Isao requested prayer for the handkerchief prayer, which will be held in Beppu Manmin Church on January 9th. But please bless him, and when he prays, let many people be healed. Esther Alicino from Italy requests prayer for her daughter-in-law. But please work for her so that the paralyzed body will become normal. Alicia Babilila requests prayer for the back ache and the back problem of his daughter, Jessica. Sam from India requests prayer to be guided in his life and for her mother, who has a problem with digestion. But please work for them. Sunhwa Kim requests a prayer to lead Manmin Church in her country and for her son to repent and to quit smoking and drinking. May the light come and darkness go away. Chan Chongnyo requests prayer for the prosperity of his business and to become faithful. Ri Sung Eun requests prayer to get rid of greed. And he is going to give one meal fasting a day for year 2010. Lara Dobeko from Australia requests a prayer for her disease. All the diseases go away. The pain of her heart go away. All the pains and tiredness go away. The pain on her legs go away. But please bless her so that she can receive what she gave. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system of the members of this church. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Let them see well. Let them hear well. And please make them cleansed. Father, please let them speak well, Father. Even though they are suffering from last stage cancer, let them be healed. All the itching go away. Be cleansed. Father, all the leukemia, tuberculosis, all kinds of heart diseases and kidney diseases go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, leukemia go away. The polio go away. May the light come. Father, please make them healthy in spirit and in body. Father, please let the paralyzed body become normal, Father. Father, please work on all these people. Drive away all the enemy, devil, and Satan. Loosen the bindings of hell and go away. All the fever, cold, go away. May the light come. Cold, fever, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please make them healthy in spirit and in body. Again, Father. Father, thank you. Please bless them so that their spirit and soul prosper. In this year of blessing, let them receive comprehensive blessings. Please work for them, Father. Be with us in the second half of this service as well. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.